Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm your host, Dev Skinner. And today's guest, we have Matthias Samuelsson. It says here that your dad, Kajel.
Shell.
Another classic American name.
It's Mike Shope.
Your goal song is the country song, Trip Too Hard by Lil Baby. Why?
It's a good song. I like the beat.
No, why do you have a goal song?
And the Bulldog.
Hoping one day you get one.
Dream big, that's good.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Jeff Skinner and Matthias Samuelsson from a work of art done by the Sabres in-house broadcasting team. between two stalls. Anyway, glad to have you with us here on this Monday. I am the Bulldog. Mike Shope has the day off today. Happy to welcome in on the West Hur hotline right now, Deputy Managing Editor for NHL.com and host of the NHL Draft Class podcast. He is Adam Kimmelman. Good afternoon, Adam. It's Chris here in Buffalo, New York. How are you today?
I'm good. I love that Kajel because I got to cover Kajel, Shell Samuelsson, mm-hmm. when he was Director of Player Development for the Philadelphia Flyers. So I'm sure he got a good laugh out of that, hearing that.
I hope everyone did. I don't know how many shows would want to start on the Leafs getting eliminated when we're not in Toronto, but we're close enough. I mean, we're Toronto South when the Leafs come and play here, Adam, and it's always just so interesting when they, you know, inevitably get bounced. Last year they won a round for the first time in a long time. This year back to normal form. What do you think the way forward for the Leafs ought to be?
It's going to be really interesting because they have four really outstanding top-end forwards in Tavares and Marner and Matthews and Nylander. And the depth behind them, I think, seems to be a little bit lacking. They've tried, you know, filling in with different players over the years. I think Matthew Nys had an incredible season and a fantastic playoff run. He looks like a guy who can be a really strong piece to that group. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Tyler Bertuzzi had a nice season. I think he's definitely brings that mix of skill and grit that I think they need. So if there's a way to bring him back, I think that's certainly they need to investigate. But I think they need to make a determination on what they're going to do in goal. You know, are they going to commit to Joseph Woll being their starter? You know, he certainly played well enough in games 4, 5, and 6 to give you some hope that maybe he could be the guy, because I don't know if they have a real dynamic goaltending prospect in their prospect pipeline. They have other players, other positions, mm-hmm. but they don't really have a top flight goalie prospect that you can sort of, you know, point to, like, you know, the Sabres do with Devon Levi or, you know, in Nashville with Askarov or in Minnesota with Jesper Wallstat. They don't have that in Toronto. So I think that's really where they need to make a determination. And then, if it's not Joseph Woll, do you address it in free agency, or do you use one of those top-end outstanding forwards to fill in a hole in a different area?
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what the decision and the path forward there is.
Boston, Toronto, you know, pick a side if you're a Buffalo Sabres fan, right? Like, I guess I end up siding with Toronto. I was watching the game with an old Leafs fan, a Canadian friend of mine, who came down to watch it. So I was siding with the Leafs. We heard about Woll. I was just blown away. Like, what is this? What happened? I would I would, if I were the Leafs, try to move forward with him as my number one guy and maybe get, I don't know who, maybe Samsonov, I don't know, so a veteran at a reasonable price to be like a 1B or just a flat-out backup. I feel like the time has come for Wall. He got a little taste last year and then really looked good this year. Horrible timing with the injury, but I think it might be time for him.
Certainly, you know, and again, that might be the right choice. That might be the path of least resistance, so to speak, because, you know, those forwards have no move clauses. And even if there was interest in looking to move one of them, I know everybody's ready to pack Mitch Marner out of town in Toronto. But, you know, again, he's an elite level player. Auston Matthews is an elite level player. You know, Willie Nylander is an elite level player. You just signed to an 8-year contract. John Tavares can still be an outstanding player. So, you know, do you kind of run it back with those core four guys plus Morgan Riley and say, hey, you know, Joe Wall, you're going to be our guy for 45, 50, 55 games next season with, you know, a comparable backup, you know, 1A, 1B, yep, however you want to address it. Maybe that's the path going forward, because certainly, you know, to your point, he's earned the opportunity to have a chance to be in that conversation for what they do moving forward. So it's going to be, listen, when the Leafs are good, it's fascinating. When the Leafs are bad, it might even be more fascinating.
Yeah.
So they're sort of in that area right now where everything they do is going to be magnified. And look, for us in the media, there's never anything not to talk about when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And one thing we haven't, and you just sort of tripped a wire for me when you brought up Morgan Riley, their decor overall, but I mean, I know the money that is sunk up front is a real hindrance here. And Riley's a nice player. Man, I would say the other teams that are still playing and even other teams that were in the playoffs have all got like a guy that I would say is like a level higher, right? Like Ekblad, McAvoy, Adam Fox, certainly. Dallas has a few guys, Makar in Colorado. I look at the Leafs and watch them in this series, and I know it's just the second power play unit, but I've got Jake McCabe playing on the second power play. And I mean, I like Jake McCabe as a player and have admired him. He was a Sabre here. If he were playing on the Sabres power play, I'd be mad, let alone a team that's supposed to be a contender. You know what I mean?
I think the guy that you're waiting for to take that step is Timothy Liljegren, to kind of showcase that high-end offensive skill set he showed all along his development path to the point where he was a first-round draft pick. You know, you wait for that to sort of bust out of him, because from a skill standpoint, offensive skill standpoint, he's right there with Morgan Riley as far as what the potential is. You just sort of haven't really had a chance to see it. Injury issues. He's still at that point where he's figuring out who and what he can be in the NHL level. You know, every good coach, as it says, it takes 200, 250 games for a defenseman to sort of figure out who they are at the NHL level. And Liljegren's not quite there yet, but he's getting there. And I think he's got a chance to be a really nice player. But they need more than that on the back end. And that's certainly an area that, along with the goaltending, I think needs to be addressed. And I think Morgan Riley is a nice player, but to look at him as a franchise number one defenseman, the way you look at, say, Alex Petrangelo in Vegas, or Miro Heiskanen in Dallas, or Cale Makar in Colorado, or Adam Fox in New York, you know, he's not at that level, in my opinion, at least. He's a really nice player. I don't think he's at that A1 franchise level defenseman. I think he's a very good player, but I think just as a whole, their group of six, I think there's some upgrades and some improvement that could be done there.
Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com, our guest here on the West Her Hotline on WGR. So we're into round two. Round one wrapped last night with Dallas getting past Vegas. And, man, it's a good thing these series are only seven games long, because I don't know if those two teams could have gone at each other any longer than they did. I mean, that was – fierce is a word I guess I might want to use.
Yes, fierce is one word. Fun is another one. Those were great hockey. You know, I got to watch some of the games. I was doing a little bit of traveling covering the Vancouver-Nashville series, so I didn't get to see every minute of every game in that Vegas-Dallas series, but from what I saw, it was a blast. You know, every game seemed white-knuckle right up to the end,
right.
And Game 7 clearly was no different. And, you know, full marks to the Dallas Stars for going down 0-2 at home and having the wherewithal to go into a very loud building in Vegas, take two there to even the series up, and then to go back there and win it in game six. That is not an easy building to go into and win. The fans there, yes, I know it's a new franchise, but they are very passionate. And that is very much, it might sound a little bit strange on the surface to hear, but that is a hockey city. Las Vegas is a hockey city. They love that team. And, you know, the Stanley Cup certainly last year helped, but they love that team. I've been to games there as a fan. I know what that fan base is like. I know how inspired they are and how much inspiration they provide to the players. It's a rough building to go into, and full marks on Dallas for going in there, winning three games in that barn. You know, they earn their spot in the second round, and now we get to see what happens when they run into a very well-rested Colorado Avalanche team that must be feeling very good about itself after what they did to the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, nice prize for Dallas. I mean, I know, you know, it's how the playoffs work, so that's the deal. But that I wonder, like, I feel like Dallas is capable. I mean, they're a team that can play pretty hard and heavy, but there's plenty of high-end skill there. I don't know, with Colorado, though, like, what style-wise, is this a good fight, you think?
Absolutely. I think, you know, what could be the difference maker is, you know, is Jake Oettinger going to be the Jake Oettinger from games 3-7, or is the bombardment that Connor Hellebuck had to deal with in the first round going to be more like what Jake Oettinger is going to have to deal with, which is sort of what happened to him in games 1 and 2 of that series against Vegas? How is he going to handle that Colorado attack? Because when you look at Connor Hellebuck, you look at the best goalie in the league, in my opinion. He's probably going to win the Vezina Trophy this season. But even beyond that, I think he's the best goalie in the NHL right now. And he gave up at least 4 goals in all 5 games. So, you know, if he's the best goalie in the league and he couldn't handle it, and the Winnipeg Jets were by the numbers the best defensive team in the NHL, how is Jake Oettinger and Dallas Stars going to handle it? It's going to be really interesting. I think the Stars will try to be a bit more physical than the Jets were able to be. But again, you know, that Colorado team plays fast. They play up-tempo, and you can't hit what you can't catch. So when they get when guys like Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen and Cale Makar, and a guy who I think is really a big-time playoff performer, Arturi Lehkonen, when those guys get moving, they're a tough team to catch, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned you were covering Vancouver and Nashville, and let's spend a minute or two on that, and then we'll get to the other two East series, one of which begins tonight, the other one which started yesterday afternoon with Carolina and the Rangers. Vancouver, obviously Demko is the headline here, losing him. They managed to get through, and he has, correct me if I'm wrong, he's ruled out for at least this round?
He is ruled out at least for game one.
Oh, okay.
Rick Tocchet told us he skated the morning of game six in Nashville. I believe he had skated the day before in Vancouver. So he is on the ice. No details on if he's on the ice in pads or if he's on the ice in tracksuit, just sort of getting his bearings back on the ice, testing whatever the injury is. I'm not going to, you know, take my guesses as to what it might be, but he's just going through the recovery process. Rick Tocchet said he will not play in game one. It will be either Casey DeSmith or Arthur Shelovs. I would have to assume, based on the way Shelovs played, certainly in game six, he would be the front runner to start game one of the second round. But one thing that you learned about Vancouver is their system and their style of play and the way they check and the way they defend really makes them goalie-proof. You saw it. They've won games with 3 different starting goalies who play 3 sort of different styles. You know, Thatcher Demko, Vezina finalist, big, tall guy. Casey DeSmith, small, on the smaller side, a little bit, you know, more conservative, stays within his posts a lot more. Arthur Shelovs, you know, younger guy, less experienced. You saw him sort of overplay a few plays, games 3 and 4. A little more calm in game 6. But, you know, 3 guys, very different styles, and in Vancouver managed to win close games with all 3 of those guys in there. So if there was any – I don't think there was ever any questioning the way Rick Tocchet wanted them to play or if there was any thought that could it be successful? Would it only be successful in the regular season? Could it carry into the playoffs? There's no doubting that now, because when they play the way they're supposed to play, it really doesn't seem to matter who's in net, and they have product testing on that, you know, on that proof of concept.
Yeah,
it works. They're able to win games no matter who's in goal.
They're goalie proof as of now. The system is. We'll see if it's McDavid and Dreisaitl proof. We got to wait till Wednesday for that. But I mean, you know, how's it going, kid? You having fun playing in the playoffs? Here's McDavid and Dreisaitl. Good luck.
Well, and again, you know, that's something that in talking to guys about Arthur Shelov, doesn't care, doesn't faze him, doesn't, you know, whoever's out there is out there. And look, he faced some pretty good talent there, especially that Nashville top line with O'Reilly and Nyquist and Forsberg. Those guys were humming, and he hung in there, and he did pretty well against them. And look, obviously McDavid and Drysdale are a very different animal. It's a very different experience, and they believe in Arthur Shelov in Vancouver. The players love him. You know, I guess everybody went viral. JT Miller wearing Shelov's shirt out for practice the day before game six. And now, you know, he joked, I'll have to wear his jersey now. You know, so he has become a beloved teammate in very short fashion. And then winning games certainly makes that medicine go down a little bit easier. It makes you a lot more popular as a teammate. But I think they have no fear and no doubt that their system is capable of winning them games. And whether it's Thatcher Demko, Casey DeSmith, or Arthur Shelov, they believe that they're capable of winning the series. And
Adam,
it's going to be really fun to see how it goes.
Adam Kimmelman from NHL.com on the Western Hotline for just a couple of more minutes. So the East, Carolina and the Rangers got going last night. And I don't know, pretty much to the script, right? Stay out of the penalty box. Rangers get a couple of power play goals, and they manage to win game one. I have a feeling that that is going to be a pretty even series.
Well, certainly you have, you know, you've got two of the top three power plays in the league, two of the top three penalty kills in the league from the regular season. And, you know, you saw what happened when Carolina went in the box. The Rangers needed 23 seconds to score two power play goals. So it's, you know, that's the kind of series it's going to be. You're going to have to be disciplined. You're going to have to play smart. You're going to have to play right up to the whistle and be cognizant of where your stick is, where your hands are, where your skates are, you know, staying on the right side of the puck and not getting caught up in any of the physicality. And I think the Hurricanes player has admitted as much that they got a little amped up being in Madison Square Garden, you know, that playoff atmosphere, and it caught them in the first period, and it did damage. You know, you go back to 5-on-5, that's an even game. But special teams told the story, and, you know, if I'm the Carolina Hurricanes, I have to feel that when we were 5-on-5, we were right there with them. So if we're more disciplined, we can stay out of the penalty box, we'll have a really good chance in the series. And I think this has the feeling of being – a seven-round prize fight. I think what happened in game one, you know, is just the prologue for what's going to be a very long, very physical, very entertaining series.
And Boston and Florida go tonight. And look, Boston, full credit, they got this series round one across the finish line against Toronto. But, man, they look to me like they were limping getting through that series with Toronto, and Florida rested, just waiting there. Looks pretty daunting.
It does. And that Panthers team could be the best in the East if Sergei Bobrovsky can be regular season Sergei Bobrovsky. I know he's had a few bumps in the road in his playoff history, but if he can be the guy, you know, in the regular season at this point, they're going to be a very difficult team to beat, especially if they can get Sam Bennett healthy and back in the lineup. You know, he's such an important piece for them, just for their scoring depth. You know, it can't all be Barkov, Tkachuk, and Reinhardt. They need, you know, more guys to step up. Carter Verhaeghe has been very good. They'll need him to continue. But, you know, there's something baked into that DNA in Boston that, you know, you saw David Pastrnak step up when he needed to step up. He gets called out by his coach. He responds by scoring the overtime goal. You know, he has the chance of being, you know, that could have been the fuse going off for him. And you could see regular season David Pastrnak, 60-goal scoring David Pastrnak, make an appearance in this series and that changes the dynamic completely. And I think having Jeremy Swayman in goal the way he's been playing certainly gives Boston a really good chance to win this series. I don't know if it's going to be enough. I think Florida is just too deep and too skilled in too many places where the Boston Bruins are not. So I think, again, it looks like it's going to be a long fight, but I think the Florida Panthers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Eventually, you're going to emerge in the series.
Well, Adam, we've hopped around all of the series remaining. The only thing we haven't touched down is the draft lottery, which goes tomorrow night at 6:30. And I know you're the co-host or host of this draft podcast at NHL.com. The Sabres have a 3% chance, so I don't know how much I need to know about Macklin Celebrini from a Sabres standpoint, but how about the top of this draft and just what's available and just how good a prospect Celebrini is to you?
Well, Celebrini has a chance to be a very, very good player. We talk about generational talents, and I don't think he's there. You know, you put in that generational talent, a McDavid, a Matthews, a Crosby, a Bedard, but I think in that level, just a smidge underneath the Stamkoses, the Tavareses, Patrick Kane. I think you put Celebrini in that group. I think he's got a chance to be an outstanding NHL player for whatever team is lucky enough to get him. It's just going to be a question of whoever wins that lottery, whoever has their card flipped over by Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley tomorrow night is going to be – there's no question, I don't think at least, that it's going to be Celebrini. But for the teams that don't win, there are no shortage of – and I don't even want to call them consolation prizes because that's insulting to the level and caliber of talent, especially if you're looking for a defenseman. There are, five, six defensemen who could go in the top 10 of this draft. You look at, Artem Levchinov from Michigan State, Zeev Bouliam from the NCAA champion Denver University, Zane Parekh from Saginaw in the Ontario League, Sam Dickinson from London in the Ontario League, Carter Yakimchuk from Calgary out west, Anton Seleyev, the 6'7" Russian defenseman who is playing in the KHL. Those guys are all capable of being top 10 guys. So, and they're all capable of being top pair or top two pair defensemen when they hit their NHL prime, which could be within the next 3 to 4 years. So for the teams that end up, with picks 2 through 7, 8, 9, 10, there's no shortage of talent to choose from. And that doesn't even get into some of the top end forwards, guys like Ivan Demidov, the Russian player, Caden Lindstrom from Medicine Hat in the Western League, who unfortunately missed most of the season, but you get a 6'3", 200-pound center who skates like a guy much shorter and smaller. That's a fantastic prospect. He might be, after Celebrini, the most talented forward in this year's draft. Tiija Ginla from Cologne in the Western League, the son of Jerome Ginla. There's no shortage of talent available in this year's draft, whether you are picking in the top 10 or the bottom 10 of the first round. there's a chance you could find yourself a really, really good player.
Excellent job, Adam. We covered a lot. I kept you long. Appreciate it very much. Look forward to the next visit. Enjoy the rest of the playoffs, and then you know, maybe we'll hit you up once we get closer to free agency and the draft.
Thanks much. We'll have all the NHL draft lottery covered at NHL.com, and the NHL Draft Class podcast will cover the lottery with our very special post-lottery mock draft episode. So stay tuned for that anywhere you enjoy your podcast.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. Thanks again for the time, Adam. Appreciate it very much.
Anytime.
That is Adam Kimmelman, NHL.com, deputy editor for NHL.com, and of course, as he mentioned there at the end, the host of the NHL Draft podcast. So a lot of good info there if you're into that. And yes, the lottery will go tomorrow at 6:30 in advance of Game 2 of Carolina at the Rangers. That must be the plan. 7 and 9:30 are your games tomorrow. Only one game tonight. It's on ESPN. It's Boston at Florida. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. What are you doing to us? 8 o'clock. Come on. It's America. I got golf to play in the morning and coffee to drink. I 8 o'clock. It's not that late. I know. It's not that bad. Just, you know, I like 7 o'clock. All right. Anyway, anything on the playoffs? We got to talk more about the Leafs. Spectacular. Watching it, I highly recommend watching with a friend. The older, the better. John Gale is a little bit older than me. I'll go with a little bit older than me because he might be listening and I don't want to upset him. But, like, he's been waiting. And to have that unfold like it did, I mean, it was – I took no pleasure in the outcome. I wanted Toronto to win too. You know, you got to pick a side there. I'll pick Toronto. I got my friend sitting in my living room. And I would have done that if I were watching alone anyway. But overtime and just no, and it's, you know, it's Marner right there. It's the best. It's the best. Win or lose, like if they win, it's great. I'm happy for my friend, and like they lose, and it's just raining fire. It's every year. It's right as rain. You can count on it. 803-0550 is the number. All right. So anything on the playoffs in the NHL, fine. Spent a decent amount of time early in the show on the Bandits. Want to reopen that doorway if anyone else wants to walk through. Enjoyed the interactions with fans, members of Banditland, if I can do a little TM, if I can use that phrasing. Really fun. Great vibes yesterday in the final for a 13th time in their history, 4 times in a row, looking for a 6th championship. Just a scene that is, I think, underserved, at least by me and us, getting a little notice with as fun a night, well, afternoon and night, as yesterday was for their fans, filling the KeyBank Center downtown. A 4-goal deficit early in the fourth quarter, come from behind, 6 straight goals to win it. Just top-notch. 803-0550 for any of those subjects and anything else you want to kick around. I'm certainly open to it. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Up for Pastrnak, tracked by Labushkin, who has 10 hits in the game. Lindholm sends it in, and it's Pastrnak scores! Series winner for David Pastrnak and the Bruins.
The great Chris Cuthbert on the call of the elimination goal scored in overtime against the Leafs by Pastrnak and the Bruins on Saturday night. I consider my buddy John Gale, I talk about him often enough that occasionally if I am with him and run into someone who recognizes me or recognizes my voice, is this John Gale? Like, you know, he's a recurring character on the show, but it's hit and miss. You know, anyway, I consider him a pretty relatively calm, even keeled. He's probably laughing his ass off at this description if he's listening. You know, not a hothead type of fan. Man, I'm telling you, that goal is in the net, and Pastrnak is like, his teammates haven't even gotten to him yet. And my level-headed, calm friend is just like in the most derisive voice I've ever heard him use. Like, Well, I can't wait to hear everything is fine again. I'm just going to keep going with this. Oh, my God. That was it. He calmed right down after that, but he just had to get that out. I mean, the horn was still blowing to signal the goal, and he was already into, I'm going to hate the news conferences. Like, just right. It really felt like a rite of passage to watch a game like that. I mean, this he grew up in Port Colborne, loves the Leafs. There's a lot of history, you know, in that region. Guys, cup winners who ran Dairy Queens in town. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, a very different time. But he goes back a long time. He's 71, John. Lovely dude. And just lost it when that goal went in. Just for a moment. I think the hardest thing to do, I have not, all this Bandits talk and the guests and stuff, I haven't missed a Sheldon Keefe announcement, right? Like, nothing's happened with the Leafs. You would have had that in the update already.
I've been ready. Like, yeah. There's a part of me, like, almost waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. Because, like, I would be, at this point, stunned if that didn't happen. There's a new GM there who didn't hire him to begin with, right? Troy Living came in there last year after Dubas got fired, and that was weird. Maybe Shanahan, like, maybe there's big upheaval there. I don't know what to do about the roster. I do not know what to do about the roster. The players that, like, are in the crosshairs are all excellent players. Well, Tavares, I think, has lost a significant amount, but still, like, you're not, I mean, there's no move clauses all over the place. I guess Marner's the guy because he didn't, hook Pastrnak?
Yeah, he's going to be the guy.
He didn't get in his way, and then today he said we're basically gods, like, or thought of as gods.
It's a tough scene.
Dude.
That's tough.
Dude. I'm not saying you're wrong, but that was not the right thing to say there. That's not. No. I know you're upset. You lost to your competitor. Anyway, I don't know what you do there. We're talking with Adam Kimmelman last segment. I mean what I said about that decor. Riley is, on any one of the teams left, Riley's like a second pair guy, I think. Or maybe he's the running mate with Aaron Ekblad, say, or something. But, like, to be the kingpin, no. And then the rest of it, if you haven't been paying it, Jake McCabe's on their power play. Like, how in the hell in the year 2024 of our Lord is that even happening? He wasn't that guy in college, barely, let alone now. Like, he's been good for them. I get them wanting to have him on the ice, not with the man advantage. That's not his jam.
Like, I feel like we've been having this conversation with Toronto too for like 6 years of like, it's the big 3-4 because you had in Tavares when he first got there, but like everything else are like, I figured out every night. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Josh Schmidt were on for the Extra Point Show today, and we both were like, you're kind of in a lose-lose situation. Like, are you supposed to get rid of a 69-goal scorer?
Right.
No.
No. You'd be crazy to do that.
But do you kind of have to? Maybe. I do not want anything.
I don't envy it at all.
No.
I think the coach, whatever they do, people are going to get mad. Because a huge trade, you're not winning a huge trade with any of those guys if they were even to agree to it. Like, so, I mean, you're stuck. So that's a loser. You fire the coach, people are going to be mad that the players are getting a pass because it's the coach's fault. The coach's fault that Mitch Marner didn't have enough sense to get in the way of David Pastrnak because he's steamboating down the right wing, storming into the zone, collecting that puck off the end wall and scoring the series-winning goal. I don't know what you do, man. I think you got to change the coach.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The D-Core, you're kind of stuck because of the players, because of the logjam at the top of the roster, and they knew that when they went in, and it just never changes. It gets harder every year, and we live this with the Bills, right? I was, you know, after the Eagle game this year, like, I'm done with McDermott. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And, like, you pull up from that, right, get, like, a more of a 10,000-foot view, and you're like, yeah, this is actually pretty good. It gets more and more difficult to do that year over year. It wears on you. And Leaf fans have been doing this now. It's 8 years of this crew and one playoff series win, but I still kind of think that there's some merit to holding on to them and continuing with the group. They're in. Who are they losing to? Like, last year they lost to Florida. Juggernaut. Tampa other – well, they beat Tampa last year. But, you know, the playoff format has not been kind to the Leafs. I mean, yes, I know they lost to Montreal in that COVID year, and, like, that's – you know, maybe inexcusable, I suppose. I mean, the 24th team into a new 24-team playoff, tough one. But I don't think the format does them any favors either. They get, like, a more reasonable first-round matchup. They might you know, get rolling here. But they're always faced with it's Boston or Tampa or Florida. And, like, that is tough. Like, even if they'd won Saturday night, your prize is get on a plane and go to Florida and play in 30 hours. Good luck.
Yeah, they may have been the hours. Team that's most affected by how egregious the playoff format is. Like, everyone else has got to play them too, but it is kind of this, like,
yeah,
you better be ready to go now or you're going to get run over. And then, I mean, as someone outside looking in, the moment you knew Game 7 was in TD Gardens, I'm like, all right, well, Boston won. Like, I'm going to watch, but, like, I know who won. And it's you feel bad, but you're also just like, man, that is a rough situation to be in.
Definitely tough. I don't know. Boston, there's a lot of good players there. The goalie has been excellent, Swayman. I was sort of surprised how much trouble they had as the series went on. I mean, I know they were up 3-1, so Toronto would have had more urgency or whatever. Toronto looked like the better team the last three games of that series to me, and I feel I watched, like, just about every minute of it, and I was pretty surprised that Boston looked as, I don't know, they just looked like they were on fumes. So I don't know, maybe, you know, breath of fresh air, new series, new opponent, maybe they get back to their game. But, man, I thought they looked frustrated by Toronto. And if Toronto was frustrating you, get ready with Florida, because Florida, that, I mean, that's a team, all caps. I mean, they can go at you so many ways. Really fun. Looking forward to it, even though I'm not like thinking Boston's going to put up much of a fight. Colorado and Dallas, that 9:30 game one. Game two, 9:30. That's going to kill me. I got to get to the weekend. Some Saturday night. Oh, TBD for Saturday night. Maybe we'll get a good time for that game, not like midnight. I would appreciate that very much. All right. 803-0550 is the number. I am the Bulldog. We'll take a timeout here. Paul Hamilton coming up at the top of the hour on these NHL playoffs and the draft lottery and the offseason for the Sabres. A lot to catch up with Paul. He's recently had a little bit of time off. So we'll check in with him and see where his head's at as we get ready for round two to begin en masse tonight with two games. Just the one game tonight, two tomorrow. I botched that. Sorry. All right. Anyway, Paul coming up in a few minutes. I am the Bulldog. Mike Schoep is off today. Thanks for listening to WGR. Hey, cool to have you with us today here on WGR. Us being Zach Jones and myself, the Bulldog. Mike has had the day off today. Expect him back in the rotation tomorrow. Ross Tucker making an appearance. This felt really good. You ever get a message from someone like we're in the business of mostly, Zach does the vast majority of it. What's the right word? We're in the annoying people. Like, hey, will you come on our show? Can you come on? Ross sends Mike and I a message last week like, hey, I meant to reach out to you guys. I'd love to come on and talk about the draft. Like, yeah, great. Like, one of our favorite guests. You want to come on our? Okay. Yeah, wonderful. So that's tomorrow at 4. Looking forward to that very much. Been a fun afternoon so far. Paul Hamilton's about to show up and ruin everything. So you have that to look forward to. I just want to say thanks to all the Bandits fans who got through mostly on social media. I mean, we did take quite a few calls in the first hour, and nobody told me to get bent, at least on the radio. Some of that on Twitter, but, you know, that's to be expected. If you weren't with us earlier, I know, right? This really happened? Oh, Bulldog came down off the mountain to talk about lacrosse? Yeah, I did. It's been brewing in me for a while, and I just wanted to be heard recognizing the scene. It's a great scene. There's a lot to be proud of. The organization has a lot to be proud of. The players certainly have a lot to be proud of. The broadcasters, but the fans, I mean, you make it. It's a great scene, and it's healthy, and it's vibrant, and it's successful, and it just feels good. It checks so many boxes. And this has been brewing in me for a few weeks now, and yesterday was off the charts great in the arena with the comeback, 6 straight goals to close it out and make the finals for a 13th time in their existence. Just tremendous, tremendous. So hats off to the fan base and for not, you know, making me feel like a tourist, which, you know, is all I am. Like, I don't want any special credit for talking about this today. To me, it was easy to do. The hesitation was just being reluctant to expose myself as not having been a part of it. And the only way that I could stop that is to do what I did today. So I'm not saying I'm applying for membership or anything. I don't deserve to be in your club yet. I have not paid any dues. All right. But I felt really like it was a shortcoming of mine and the show's to not spend more time on them when they are what they were last night, which was like the story in town. And so I wanted to do that today, and I did, and you helped me. So thank you for that, and congratulations. Like, you must feel great being such a passionate fan of a team that delivers for you. I mean, it's just, that is not, I think we should all know, right? We should all know that is not to be taken for granted. So really, hats off, man. Great scene. And I hate that we have to wait until Friday the 17th for game one of this series, but hopefully they can win that and come home and clinch the thing here for a 6th championship in their history on Saturday the 18th. All right, timeout is at hand. Paul Hamilton is right after this. I am the Bulldog, and thanks for listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.